Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamadi. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen from all around the world, we're so happy to be here once more. This is Youth Station. You're listening to IRB English Radio. I am here with my very dear friend, Zainab. We are going to have some interesting stuff to discuss.
Assalamu alaikum, Asma, and assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I'm Zainab. And we're yet again here with more interesting topics.
Of course.
I'm so excited to be with you, Asma.
It's such a pleasure to be with you, Zainab. As usual, we're going to discuss broken hearts.
Broken hearts?
Yes.
Oh. So, yeah, let's start.
So there's no one who could claim I have never been brokenhearted.
I guess so, yeah.
And it starts from an early age.
Yeah, exactly. The moment you enter teens and your heart starts getting broken, the soft heart,
But the question is, would it ever get healed, the breaks in your heart?
There was a quote that says that if a glass is broken, it can be mended, but the crack remains.
Yes, the crack remains.
So
I do believe so.
I think
as well.
Hearts are as good as glasses.
Mm-hmm.
They get broken. They can be mended, though it's very, very difficult to mend a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
But the crack remains, I guess. Yeah.
Of course. The broken heart, if it doesn't break, it cannot be going through a phase of growing.
Exactly. And I have heard this one of the Islamic scholars saying that. If Allah wants to test you, if Allah wants to do friendship with you, actually.
Yes.
So he drowns you in a trouble, and then you expect him to be digging you out of that trouble. Then he drowns in your much more trouble. And then in an ocean of trouble, like troubles after troubles after trouble, because he wants to be friends with you. And once you come out of that sinking troubles and all, you have grown up. Now you're capable.
They say something very beautiful. They say, a silent ocean does not make a perfect sailor, right?
Yeah.
That's very true, though, about hearts as well. That could work for hearts.
Yeah. So have you ever had a broken heart?
Of course. As a human being who's a cauldron of feelings, mixed feelings and emotions, you have to get heartbroken sometimes.
Yeah.
It happens. It's a must for a human being.
True. I think it becomes super hard when you yourself are hypersensitive to things, and then your kids have seen you like that, and then when they themselves have seen you like that, they themselves are like that. They are extremely sensitive towards things. And when something does not happen according to their choices, heart gets broken.
Yes.
So
I have a little niece. She also is very sensitive. Okay. I can sense it from this very young age. She could get easily heartbroken.
Yeah. And kids are like that. They remember things, you know.
The worst thing
is that you as an adult can, if your heart is broken with something, you try to ignore it. You try to, not to remember it again.
Does it get any easier, the process of getting heartbroken?
I think the physical hurt and the emotional hurt differs. Yes, for youth, if they're emotionally hurt and if they're physically hurt.
Yes.
If they're physically hurt, the healing time is less. But if they're emotionally hurt, the healing time is longer, lengthier.
Yes, we experience it when we are sick.
When as the age, you know, goes on, you become an adult. I think the physical injury takes more time, but an emotional injury, emotional heartbreak takes less time to heal because of your experiences, because of your ignorance.
Exactly. Not because it has become easier, just because you are getting used to adulthood. You know
that
problems.
You use your experiences.
Yes.
You give importance. You know what is important and what is unimportant.
Yes, exactly.
You differentiate between the two. But as a youth, I remember I as a youth used to take very, very small things, very sensitive, like very, very on my heart, which I was not supposed to take on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So as a youth, you take everything on heart and it's very hard to, and you're very serious.
Yes.
You're very serious towards things. And when things do not happen in line with your thoughts, you get heartbroken.
Yes.
And doesn't matter the person you are heartbroken with, maybe a person or a thing or a situation, that person did not want to hurt you, but you still get hurt because of your expectations.
Exactly. High expectations usually lead to
heartbreaks.
Yes, heartbreaks. Now, speaking of heartbreaks, even speaking about it makes you feel like sad.
Yeah.
So what do you say about going for a short break?
Yeah.
Let's go for a very short break and we'll be back in no time.
Stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
Yes.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Well, we're back with the story of heartbroken people and humankind.
So sad.
Yes. So sad. We said that it does not get any easier as we grow up, and there is no specific age to say that it's going to end or it's going to cease.
Oldest experiences that teach you how to tackle that.
Exactly. Just as we grow older, we learn how to deal with the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, the breaks and the cracks in our heart are going to remain deeper and deeper.
Yeah, deeper and deeper and deeper. Yeah.
Yes. If somebody is heartbroken and comes to you, what your advice would be for them? What would you tell them to heal them a bit, to appease them?
I'll give the person a hug.
Yes, that's what women do.
Oh, well, if you can physically satisfy a person, if a person is mahram and all, you can satisfy the person. So, for example, I have a very good friend and she is heartbroken and I can give her a hug. And this hug, you know, this even we have in Ahadith is like, do not leave if when you give hands to your Muslim believers, do not leave the hands very soon, you know, shake hands for a time. Why? Because this physical, you know, touch has got
some effects on you.
Exactly.
It appease
has got some
your
empathy,
pains.
Sympathy. Yes. It contains all that.
It's a pacifier.
Yeah, exactly. So after that, we can discuss the problem. We can talk.
Yes.
You don't have to act like a Sharia police here. You have to be a very good listener.
Yes.
Listen. Like, you don't have to tell that person it's your fault, it's your this.
And that
you
really
not supposed
does good
to,
things, you,
don't have to
you know, listening does matter
listening,
too much.
Listening,
yes.
I mean, not even hearing. Hearing is with your ears and listening is with your heart. So when you listen to a person, that person, maybe his pain gets a little, you know, divided by two or something like that. It gets somewhat shared. So yes, you can take out that pain by listening, actually. Listening is one of the very important. But at the same time, when you're listening, even if you feel the person is, he has been dumb himself or she's been, you don't have to start doing that nasiyah and all over here. You know, you don't have to tell.
Give them advice.
Advices, yeah, exactly. You don't have to tell them that you were not supposed to.
You should have done this. You should do that.
Exactly. Should and should not. Just stop that. Even if that is coming into your mind.
Yes.
Leave it aside. Don't
keep it yours.
Exactly. Keep it yours for some time. Sometimes be a good listener.
Yes, exactly. That's what people want from each other. Just you listen to me. That would solve half of the problem for me.
Exactly.
Because sometimes we just need a shoulder, a heart to bear our souls for.
Yeah.
Since we're talking, our audience is mostly the youth.
I think we should
stay strong. You have to get stronger because still there's some more for you to come.
Yeah. And stop expectations.
Yes,
expectations. I think stop expectations. If you do not expect things, you get less
hurt. And flexibility, you know?
Yeah.
You should leave many windows open for yourself.
Exactly.
Do not pin your hopes on only one thing. Things would change in life. You have to go by the currents. You have to change, actually, sometimes.
Maybe this was written in the destination. If I believe that way, if I think that way. And I think there's one more thing we have to differentiate between what is important and what is extremely important.
Yes.
What is important and what is extremely important. Sometimes we take unimportant things as very important and then we get again heartbroken and then...
Disillusioned and heartbroken.
Yeah. And I think as youth, we have most of these stories as love stories.
Yes, and ask God for help. Allah would help us in different situations.
Yeah.
I think if there is no tangible help, there would be some healing things in your heart that you could feel it.
Asma, since people are from different cultures, youth are listening to us from different cultures yet again, and you and me all again, we are from different cultures.
Yes.
And I know in my time, and we as youth had most of the heartbreaks because of the stupid love stories. And the stupid love stories go on in the world. I think the best time you feel like you're getting infatuated towards someone, inform your parents. They're your parents, they know much better.
Uh-huh.
They can help you, you know?
Yes.
We should not think
sometimes
that my parent is my enemy.
Of sharing their experiences with their parents or the elders.
After all, they're your parents. They will understand. Maybe they'll react some, you know, like some, because they're not expecting you as a kid.
Mostly they go for their friends of the same age and they are both inexperienced. So the advices they're going to share with them is
like,
not going to help
everything
them.
Everything starts from the infatuation.
Yes.
As youth, everything, if you have heartbreaks in the love stories, it starts from infatuation. If you're infatuated towards someone, even Islam says, it's not bad. Go and ask your parents and make it, you know, legal one.
Yes.
Go for nikah, you know. It's not like, oh, I cannot feed this girl at this age. How can I, you know, offer her for marriage and all? When you can think like that, when you can think this person is capable of being my partner, you can do nikah as well. Allah says, I'll give you the provision.
Yes, for marriage.
Go for marriage.
But at a very young age, that's not very, you know.
No, still, at least you should be informing your parents.
Yes,
you
inform your parents. They would help
elders.
You.
You should be informing your everyone who's around. You should be telling them, I'm in this story and this is the situation.
This has happened to me.
At least, you know, they'll tell you like...
They would lead you into the true path.
True path, exactly.
Yes, they would help
you. And a very
you.
Halal path, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they are, after all, they are experienced and they could do a lot of help to us.
Yeah.
So we could go like this forever and talking about heartbreaking things would never stop because they're...
And there are sometimes some friends who break your heart.
Oh, yes.
You expect they'll keep my secret, but they don't at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, you're again hurt.
Exactly.
But here, Asma, I learned a very, very beautiful thing in my life. Since we are females, we love to share things more with this person, with that person, with every third person. The first thing is that we should not share things with every third person.
Exactly.
You have to have some very, very close people to your life who you can rely on, trust
upon.
Who
you are sure they would be backing
you up. And still, again, I think the best friends in this world are imams. Just attach yourself with Ahlul Bayt.
Ahlul Bayt,
share your stories with them. They'll never hurt you.
Exactly.
Maybe they'll help you, you know?
Yes,
but your friends, maybe,
of course.
Once they are broken with you, they can...
Everything is revealed and everything is used against
you. Exactly. There's one beautiful it's Urdu line. It says that Ban gaya raqib aakhir jo tha raastan apna, which means that
sounds so beautiful.
Well, it means after all, a friend of mine, the one who was my secret keeper, became my enemy.
Oh my God, that's the worst thing.
Yeah. So once your friend is a like you're broken up with that person, your secrets are all revealed.
We're running out of time, Zainab.
Yeah, so Asma, so you give the closing and let's say goodbye to the youth. I bid farewell, I bid goodbye from my end.
Yes, and I would ask you to take a special care of yourself during this pandemic. Thank you for listening to us. You are listening to Youth Station. And I bid you farewell until another session. I leave you to the God's protection. Thank you for listening again.